KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Making good on a pledge to retaliate for drone and missile attacks on American bases and personnel, U.S. F-16s have hit targets in eastern Syria. Targets that Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says are linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
I think we've been crystal clear that we maintain the inherent right of defending our troops, and we will take all necessary measures to protect our forces and our interests overseas. As it relates to these groups, again, we know that these are Iranian-backed militia groups that are supported by Iran, and of course we hold Iran responsible for these groups.
Israel's military responding to the brutal Hamas terror attack on innocent Israeli civilians has carried out a second ground raid into Gaza. Deploying drones and missiles, they struck targets on the outskirts of Gaza City, according to the IDF.
The move comes as the military is preparing for a widely expected broader ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. The Palestinian death toll from the Israeli siege has soared past 7,000, although the AP is unable to verify these numbers. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza, which tracks the toll, released a detailed list of names and ID numbers to prove the claim. More than 1,400 people in Israel, mostly civilians, were slain during the initial Hamas attack on October the 7th, according to the Israeli government. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, hundreds of heavily armed police and FBI agents in Maine continue to hunt for mass shooting suspect Robert Card. Two shootings in Lewiston left 18 people dead, 13 injured. Schools and some businesses in Lewiston and vicinity are closed for a second day as the search continues, while many people remain locked in their homes, told to shelter in place until Card is found. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 53 points. This is SRN News. Are you lonely?
According to a new Gallup poll, about 25% of all the people on Earth say they feel very lonely. And since researchers were barred from asking questions in China, they say the percentage of lonely individuals might actually be higher. Some experts say this trend was an inevitable result of the global population turning away from faith, church, and family in the latter part of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee's top legal officer says the federal government is wrongly withholding millions of dollars in family planning funds after the state refused to comply with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti has filed a complaint in U.S. District Court in Knoxville. In 2021, the Biden administration reversed a ban on abortion referrals by clinics that accept Title X funds. The restriction was initially enacted during the Trump administration, but the department has swung back and forth on the issue for years. SRN News. Federal judge ordering the state of Georgia to redraw its voting district maps to include a new black-majority congressional district.
U.S. District Judge Steve Jones says some of Georgia's congressional and state legislative maps were drawn in a racially discriminatory manner. He's ordering one new congressional district be created and seven more for the State House and Senate. This Georgia case is part of a wave of litigation after the U.S. Supreme Court interpretation of the Voting Rights Act, and Georgia officials are expected to appeal. The judge says if the maps aren't redrawn by December, he will block voting for the 2024 election, calling the current maps unlawful. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Maryland Democratic Congressman John Sarbanes will not seek re-election in 2024, choosing to depart his seat after 18 years. More details, SRNnews.com.